see. By connecting people's homes, the Hutongs in fact connected people's lives, whether the lives of the rich or the lives of the ordinary citizens. Because the houses were built facing each other around courtyards, the families who lived there were an integral part of each other's lives. They supported each other when help was needed and shared the joys and heartaches of everyday life. The children played together in the courtyards, and because of the Hutongs, courtyards were joined together for miles around, creating a network of people working, playing, and living together. A real community. D. Towards the end of the Qing Dynasty, China's economy suffered due to political instability, and the conditions in Beijing's Hutongs deteriorated. Many new Hutongs were hastily built to accommodate the increasing population, but these were poorly made. After the establishment of the People's Republic of China, conditions improved a great deal, and many of the original Hutongs were renovated and preserved.